Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM. I'm James, joined in the studio by Carol from Harrogate Family Law. Carol, we're talking about the bank of mum and dad. We've just looked at the potential pitfalls which can arise when the son or daughter separate and there's an issue over the money provided by parents. What can be done by the parent who wants to keep the money in the family or protect their investment?
Well, there are various options, and it is best to get advice at the outset to look at what the best option is. But one of these is to set up a trust fund. Now, this does require careful consideration of the terms of the trust and who the beneficiaries are to prevent it being the money being taken into account in any divorce settlement. But there's a perception that it's just perhaps wealthy landowners who would set up trusts. But anyone can have a trust in place and can be a really useful tool for anyone who wants to ring fence family money.
What about the title deeds? I mean, can they provide any protection for people?
Yes, any investment into a son or daughter's property can be protected by going on the title deeds as a part owner. And the if you become a part owner of the property, your share can reflect the level of your investment. For example, if you put 25% into the purchase price, you can have a 25% share in the property, so it doesn't have to be owned equally. Another alternative is to have a legal charge registered against the property at the land registry. So a legal charge is like a mortgage, but the repayment terms do not have to be the same as a mortgage in that you make monthly payments. The charge can be repayable upon the sale of the property or on a specified date or an event, whatever is agreed between you, so that the money is protected and you know it's going to come back at a later date.
We already mentioned and alluded to the fact that some parents like to build houses within their gardens if they've got the land to provide for their children. How important is it to consider the what-ifs if you are going to do that?
Oh, really important, because it can seem like a really good idea and it may well be an ideal solution. But you do need to think about all the things which might go wrong and all the potential issues for the future, such as what if you do want to move? Can the properties be sold separately? If so, would you want strangers living in the garden? What if there's a divorce or a separation? What happens in the event of death? If money is borrowed to build it, who pays the loan? What if they lose their job and can't pay it? Who pays for the repairs too? If there can't be separate supplies for the services and utilities, who pays the bills? And what happens if they're not paid? You just need to make sure that you all go into it with your eyes wide open and not wearing rose-tinted spectacles.
And how important is it to have a loan agreement if you're going to loan money to your spouses?
It's really important to avoid any misunderstanding. Just be clear that it is a loan. Mm. So if you have it in writing that sets out the amount of the loan and the repayment terms, there can't be any dispute that the money is intended to be repaid.
What about a gift as well?
Well, if you're making a gift, it's a gift. And therefore, whatever happens in your child's life, you can't expect to have the money back. So you just need to be sure that you want to give it as a gift and not as a loan.
What about transfer of assets as well? How can that affect it? What are the pitfalls?
Well, any transfer of assets is a significant investment in for your child. And if you want to do that, then you really do need to take legal advice. I mean, it may seem like an unnecessary expense, but it's a lot less expensive than losing a large chunk of the family money in the future. Mm. So at Harrogate Family Law, we can advise you about the best options for you and for your family.
What are we going to look at in the next section then, Carol?
We're going to look at what the adult child can do if they're receiving help from the bank of mum and dad, and how they can protect the money if they want to, so that in the event of them separating from their partner, then it may not fall within their settlement.
And that's coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.